Well, she looked awesome. She led the whole race. She fell and slid on her belly all the way across the finish line. It was brutal. She is good, but very bloody. Running the 4x1 next. Guess what the next text says? When she slid across the finish line, she was second in the 100 out of 5 heats and 32 girls. Yeah, so she got a second. So she got a second. And then the relay is the 4x1. She's bloody. I don't know why this whole weekend has been about blood and races and fallen, but we need to change what we're putting out there, right? Because I was scared when I went to bed, and I was like, don't think that, don't think that, don't think that, because we get what we think about, right? But then he says, it ended with second. She's happy that it's all done. And then my next text says, just ran the 4x1. They were behind at least 200 yards. Callie kicked it in. She was the last leg. They took first and won the whole race. Yes. Yeah. And so I'm sitting here, I'm thinking, okay, I can't be there. She hates 300-meter hurdles. Do you know how long that is? It hurts so bad. When she gets done, she just goes, my legs are jelly. My legs are jelly. They hurt so bad. You know, and you're just like, okay, you did good. I mean, they just hurt. So I'm thinking, before we get our breakthrough going, if all of you would just, Scott, could we use your phone and then you send it to me? Because mine is so full of all the pictures that I took during recognition. How many of you were up there just screaming, yelling for everybody that was getting recognized? I have like 40 pictures of Fred, 40 pictures of Todd, 40 pictures of Blake, 40 pictures of Scott and Juliet, and I have no room. But I would love for you to take the video and then text it to me, and then I'll send it on to Callie. So here's what we're going to do, because this race is going to be brutal, right? And I'm going to send her a text that says, Callie, I can't be there, but I'm here with 2,000 people who are praying for you and cheering you on because you're a champion, okay? So we're gonna all stand up, and I want you to scream like it's your kid because I need your energy, okay? And this will make up for all my guilt of being gone. And on the count of three, we are just gonna go, Callie, 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 okay? And then we should do what, six? And then, what's a good cheer? Got one? No, we don't need Andre. I'll never get my time back. Okay, so we're just going to go. Well, let's just do go, Callie, go, Callie, go, Callie.
We believe in you. We believe, we believe.
Yeah, we believe in you. Or you're a champion. Let's do you're a champion.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to do go, Callie, go, Callie, go, Callie, you're a champion. Okay? Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Go, Callie! Go, Callie! Go, Callie! You're a
champion!
Woo! 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 Thank you. That's the most important thing in my talk, okay? How did that make you guys feel? Do you know what? I want to tell you a quick story. There was this story of this man who was challenged, and there was a guy with $1 million. And he said, I have $1 million, and I'll give it to you. What are the two tallest buildings in New York City next to each other? Chrysler Building and what? Empire State. And they're next to each other, right? I don't want to mess up my story. So there was this tightrope. And this guy said, if you will walk across this tightrope, I will give you $250,000. He was challenging people. And the guy said, not going to do it. How many of you would walk a tightrope between two buildings for 250 grand? Somebody. There's a young kid, see, there? He's got a higher risk instinct. And then he said, what if I'd give you $500,000? How many of you might try it for $500,000? Yeah? You would? So it's windy and it's raining, but it's $750,000. Would you do it? Stand up if you would do it for $750,000. It's windy, it's rainy, and it's starting to snow, it's dark, $750,000. You'd do it. You would. You'd wear a harness. No harness. This is just walking it. You don't know. There's no safety features here. This is just you getting from one building to the other. How many of you in here would do it for $1 million? Okay, so we have four people out of everybody, five, that would do it for $1 million. And he's standing over there saying, I got the million. All you got to do is get across here. Now I got another question for you guys. If you were in that same situation and they had your youngest child.
Oh, yeah.
And they were dangling that child off that other building saying, only way you're saving this is you come across here. How many of you would do it?
Right here.
Everybody. You'd be the first one in record time. Yes. And do you know what, you guys? How does that make you feel? Emotional, right? Okay, you can sit down. This is the exact same thing in your business. How many of you were sitting there when Tom Chenault was talking about a $91,000 wire? Did you ever get the feeling that you got just now? No. Because people don't do things for money. People do things because of feelings. It's the emotion. You don't go buy a brand new sports car because you go, I got the money to go buy that sports car. You go buy the sports car because it makes you feel like a stud. You're thinking of taking the convertible top down and the wind blowing through your hair. You buy the sports car because of what other people are going to think and how you're going to feel and how it's going to look when you shine it up in your driveway. It doesn't have anything to do with getting the money. It's the feeling, right?
Yep.
So whatever you're going through, like me being here, wishing that I was home with Callie, I have to find something emotionally that will make me feel better if I can just break through it than what I feel the pain, right? So Dave and I had so much pain in those 19 years, so much, from depression to his mom battling cancer to financial challenges, rejection, people in our small-minded town. It's not just small, it's small-minded. Chance says it's the armpit of America, but we live there. You know, in order for you to break out of that surroundings and everybody that's like you, you have to be different, don't you? So I can remember every event. I can remember every book that would help me get to the next level. I can remember every speaker that would absolutely stir me up. And I can even remember the dates and the hotels, you guys. Because when you have things that have made a significant impact on your life, you'll never forget the day that you were in Ballroom B at 2 o'clock. What is today? On March the 28th. Boy, I've been signing books with the wrong dates all day long. I guess when you're excited, the facts don't count, do they? But you'll never forget this day if you leave here and something comes from it.